just need a few minutes alone. No. I don't think you do get it. Which is why I need to take some time for myself to collect my thoughts. Because, baby, I'm upset. And I'd rather not speak to you when I'm feeling irritated. You're really gonna push this. No, for real, we're doing this. Okay. Yeah, just give me a second, okay? Do you remember a few months ago? You told me before I went to work to make sure that I was home on time and shower and get ready to go out because you had something special and secretive planned as a surprise. Do you remember that I did as you asked and I was ready in a relatively timely manner? I mean, I wasn't late. That's the important part. Do you remember what happened next? You spent the next hour and a half arguing on the phone with your team at work about something that could have waited the weekend. And the surprise you planned, seeing the local theater do Grease, which is one of my absolute favorites, was ruined. Babe, we arrived to the theater as people were walking out. And then after, we had a really long talk about how work was taking over. Yeah, and how it wasn't fair to you to be constantly dropping everything just because your team needs your input on something that definitely could have waited. How you need to take breaks for yourself. How it's affecting our relationship and our home life. Remember? Do you remember what I told you I was feeling that night? Disappointed that we missed the show. A show you knew I would be excited about. A show you yourself was so pleased that you got tickets for and wanted to bring me to. Worried that you were putting work before your own life? Babe, you can barely get through a meal without taking a call. And I'm upset that I had to have this conversation in the first place. And all those things are incredibly heightened right now, like doubled. Why? Because it's the same fucking pattern. You aren't sleeping. You were just 2 hours late picking me up from work because of a last-minute brainstorming session with your team, even though you knew I wouldn't have my car with me today because it went to the mechanics. 2 hours. Which, since you didn't answer any of the calls or texts, made me miss a meeting for the library board that I told you I definitely could not miss. Yeah, because we're putting together the budget to bring the town meeting next week. That's why I'm upset. You let me down. That's why I'm upset. You let me down. Again. You assured me that this was something you were working on. That it was important to you to be the reliable, present, wonderful human I fell in love with. I'm upset because I believed you when you said that you were going to be there for me when I needed you. And that expectation led to another disappointment. Babe, I know sometimes work is going to take over. How many times have I been late doing something for library events or got caught up at work? You've had to tell me to take a break from time to time. But this isn't good at all. You haven't talked to your mom in over a week, even though I know she called you yesterday. You've worked late and through dinner at least 3 times in the last 5 days. And babe, I was counting on you. What if it had been the reverse, huh? If I just didn't show up, how would you feel? Exactly. So, right now, I'm upset. No, what I need from you is for you to follow through on what you're saying to me. Like, everything coming out of your mouth right now is exactly what I want to hear. That you'll talk to your boss and your team and limit the number of after-hour calls and work on being more present with me here in the evenings. Babe, none of those words mean anything unless you back them up. I'm serious. I love that you love working hard. Please don't twist my words. But you need to strike a balance between hard work and being consumed by work. It's not healthy, sweetie. And I would rather not have you run yourself ragged. And if you tell me you're going to be there for me, then I need to see that you're serious about that too. This time I was able to download Uber on my phone and call for a ride. But what happens if the next time it's something way more inexcusable? We don't have to hash it out right now. I just want to know if you're serious about working on this. Or... okay. Yeah. That's all I need for now. Thank you. I think putting your phone on silent is a good start. What about some dinner? We can order from that Thai place you like. Yeah, the one with the spicy duck rice. Yeah, I love you too. No, of course not. Babe, I would never make you sleep on the couch, please. Absolutely not. Because that's rude and it doesn't help solve the issue. It just adds to it and creates resentment. I promised you I would always talk out whatever I was feeling. You know I was upset. And you know why. And now we can work on fixing it. Yeah. We can keep watching Westworld. I think we're only a few episodes away from season 2. Yeah, you're right. Let's figure out what we're ordering first. I'm gonna go change out of my work clothes, and I feel my yoga pants calling for me, and I must go. That isn't how the John Moore quote goes. Damn, knew I should have paid more attention in English class. It's all about Hamlet. Yeah, I'll be right back.